Two gentlemen drove their wives to give birth to their first baby. And as the birth of the first child was announced, one guy complained, "How come he got his baby first? I was here first." And then we laugh a little bit because we know that children are born when children need to be born. And in our society, we are all unique. We even coin words like we are special, we are unique, we have a different ability, and they coined a word called diffability, a different ability. But because we are so different, we have different measures of talents. In the gospel reading today, a talent is a weight of silver, equivalent to almost a year's worth of wages. And here each person is given this weight of silver, this ability to produce something more. Often when we think about our own lives, we get into cyclical thinking and we think about the things we don't have or the things that have passed us by. And the Lord reminds us in today's gospel how creative and how courageous we need to be to look at who you are, to look at the circumstances you are born into, and to always think, I am a co-creator of my life and my world. How can I use what was given to me to make my life and the world a better place? Not only that, but often you may hear people describe believers as those who are only thinking of the life to come, as opposed to the fact that the gospel continuously underlines the fact that we have a supreme responsibility not only for our own life, but for the world and for our brothers and sisters. It is not enough simply to say, I am surviving, I am making it. It is not enough simply to say, I'm doing okay. But for the Christian, the mind and the heart should always look to the left, to the right, behind you and in front of you, and ask the question, how is the world doing? How is my neighbor doing? And what can I do to make this journey better for all of us? It is not a courageous thing to simply survive and to make it, but it is a courageous thing to say, my goal is also to make it better, to make the journey more exciting, more fun, for my brother and my sister. So today when we think about the parable of the talents, don't just think of money or silver or things that are given to you, but think of yourself as a person with amazing power and therefore amazing responsibility to make life better by using the creative powers that God has given you. And only you know what you have, but to use it to make life better for all of us. Slava Isusu Christu.